Hi, my name is Corey Walker, and I am the managing attorney at our office. We are providing you with this audio recording to help you with your upcoming deposition, which is one of the most important parts of your case. This is a confidential communication and subject to the attorney work product privilege. Please listen carefully to this recording several times, and also review the written materials that you have been provided, including the document entitled Your Deposition. If for some reason you do not have this document, please call our office and ask to speak with your attorney or their paralegal so we can send you one right away. Please keep in mind that this recording is not a replacement for meeting with your attorney prior to your upcoming deposition. You will need to meet with your attorney prior to the deposition to discuss it in further detail and to review a video about the deposition process. This meeting may occur a few days or a few hours before your deposition, depending upon circumstances. We have found, after helping hundreds of clients with their depositions, that the clients who listen to this recording several times, review the written materials, and meet with their attorney do a much better job in their deposition. These clients are more prepared, more relaxed, and usually increase the value of their case by giving a good deposition. What is a deposition and what should you expect? First of all, having your deposition taken is a normal part of your case. Under the rules of practice in Iowa, each side in the case is allowed to take the discovery deposition of the opposing party. Therefore, in almost every case, you will be required to give a deposition. It is a normal thing to take discovery depositions. What is the purpose of a deposition? A deposition is basically an opportunity for the attorney for the opposing party to ask you questions under oath. The questions and your answers will be taken down by a court reporter and may be used at any time during the case. Also, sometimes you will be videotaped while giving your deposition. We may or may not be taking the deposition of the other party in your case before or after your deposition. The three main reasons that your deposition is being taken are, number one, to ask you questions under oath and find out what happened. Number two, to size you up and evaluate your credibility to help them assess potential settlement of your case. Your credibility is a very important factor in determining if your case settles and how much it settles for. Therefore, your deposition is very important. Number three, once again, credibility. The other attorney will ask you questions to try to get you to make inconsistent statements with what you have said before and what your medical records and other documents may say. If you testify to something in your deposition and then later on at trial testify to something different, then your credibility could be damaged, most likely decreasing the value of the case. The other attorney will probably be nice to you, but keep in mind that one of his or her goals is to attain adverse testimony from you. Therefore, your deposition is a very important part of your case, so you need to take it very seriously and properly prepare for it. If your deposition goes well, it will help your attorney in handling your case, either by way of settlement or at the trial. What you do at the deposition can help you or hurt your case, depending upon your attitude, truthfulness, and appearance. How should you dress, and what should you do before your deposition? Your deposition is usually the first opportunity that the other attorney has to meet you. I recommend that you approach the deposition as if you are going to a job interview. It is important that you make a good impression upon opposing counsel and his or her client. You should appear at the deposition dressed as you would dress if you were actually going to court to appear before a judge or jury. However, I would not recommend that you wear a tie or a suit to your deposition unless you wear a suit and tie every day to work. Here are some tips about how to dress and your attitude at the deposition. You should be clean and you should wear clean, neat clothing. Also, treat everyone in the deposition room with respect. It is okay to bring something to drink, but it is not appropriate to chew gum or eat during your deposition. Come prepared to exhibit any and all injuries which you have suffered. Refresh your recollection of what has happened by reviewing your answers to interrogatories or prior statements that we would have sent you along with the letter telling you about your upcoming deposition. You may or may not receive these documents depending upon if you have answered interrogatories or not. If you normally take medications, please take them as usual on the day of the deposition. You may want to consider eating a smaller meal than normal before your deposition and have snacks available to help regulate your blood sugar levels. If you smoke cigarettes, then it is okay to ask and take a break during the deposition to go outside and smoke. Please keep in mind that we are not trying to win your case at the deposition. I like to think of a deposition like playing defense in football. Our main goal is to prevent the other side from scoring points. We are really not trying to score points while playing defense, but if it happens, then great. Your deposition is the same way. You're answering questions that you understand as simply and as short as you can. The longer and more you talk, the more questions the other attorney will have, and the longer your deposition will take. Your job is to answer the questions fully and fairly and then stop. It is not your job to reveal each and every possible fact to answer the question. The following information and instructions are offered in an effort to better inform you with what is expected of you and how you can be an effective witness at your deposition. Now I'm going to give you some quick tips about how to give a good deposition. Remain calm and keep your cool. It is never a good idea to lose your temper. If you feel yourself getting angry or upset, simply ask to take a break so you can go in another room and gain your composure. Be polite and respectful to the other attorney and anyone else present during your deposition, but there is no reason to be afraid. So long as you prepare for the deposition as we recommend, you will be confident and ready to answer questions. You will be asked a number of questions about various topics. You may wonder why you are being asked about the topic, but your job is not to try to figure out why they are asking the questions. Your job is to listen and make sure that you understand the questions that the other attorney is asking before you start answering. For example, if you do not understand what a word means or the question is confusing, then speak up and tell the attorney that you do not understand the question. If you do not understand the question, ask that it be explained or that the court reporter read it back for you. Your attorney is not allowed to help you answer the questions that you are asked, so it is okay to say, "I cannot recall," if you don't know the answer to a question. However, please don't be like one of our past clients who asked that almost every question be rephrased, and another who said she did not understand even the most basic of questions, such as, "Where have you lived during your lifetime?" Always tell the truth, because honesty is the best policy. Always let the other attorney finish their question and take time to consider your answer before you give it. The court reporter can only take down one person talking at a time, so you will need to let the attorney finish the question before you start your answer. If you violate this rule, then your attorney will likely remind you to slow down and let the attorney finish their question. Sometimes taking a breath after each question will remind you to wait. Taking time to consider your answer may include looking over documents thoroughly before answering. However, only think in your head instead of thinking out loud. When you speak slowly and clearly and answer all questions out loud. In other words, don't shake or nod your head or shrug your shoulders in response to a question. The court reporter can only take down verbal responses. Therefore, try to avoid terms such as yeah, nah. Along the same lines, please try to use simple and easily understandable words. Even if you have medical or other specialized training, try to use words that everyone will understand. Answer all questions directly, giving concise answers to the questions, and stop talking. It is important that you keep your answers simple. Here are some common answers during your deposition. Facts, such as, the accident occurred on Tuesday, April 17th, 2015. I was transported by ambulance to the emergency room. Yes. I don't understand the question. I don't know. I don't remember at this time. That is all I can recall right now. I'd like to take a break. Avoid answering questions no unless you are 1,000% sure that it has not happened. In most circumstances, instead of saying no, it is better to say not that I recall. For example, if the other attorney asks you if you have ever had back pain before your injury, if you answer no, and there is a medical record showing you had back pain years ago, then this can damage your credibility. However, if you say, not that I remember, or not that I recall, then it will not hurt your case if there is a prior medical record. However, if you do remember having back pain, please say yes. Never volunteer any information. Wait until the question is asked, think about it, and answer it, and stop. If you can answer yes, I don't know, etc., then do so and stop. A deposition is not the time for you to tell your story. There will be a time later to tell your story, but it is not during your deposition. Stick to the facts and testify only to what you personally know. For example, if they ask you, what do you think about your doctors? You can tell them what you have personally experienced, but it is not a good idea to talk about what you have heard about your doctors. Do not exaggerate your injuries or losses. If you are making a claim for pain and suffering, it is likely that the other attorney will ask you how you would rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. A 10 would be your worst imaginable pain. For example, pain in which you are constantly screaming, being tortured, being operated upon without anesthesia. Very few people have suffered pain more than a 7 or 8 during their lifetime. Be conservative with respect to a description of your injuries, and adopt an unexaggerated attitude toward your injuries. Testify only to basic facts and do not attempt to give opinions or estimates of time and distance unless you have good reason for knowing such matters. Don't estimate distance unless you have measured it. If you don't know the answer to a question, then admit it. Some witnesses think they should have an answer for every question asked. You cannot know all the facts, and you can hurt your case if you attempt to testify to facts that you really don't know. It is important that you be honest and straightforward in your testimony. However, don't be like one of our past clients who answered almost every question, I don't know. If you're going to testify under oath that you do not know, then you need to think about it and make sure you really do not know the answer before you answer. Do not talk about conversations you have had with your attorney or your spouse. Chances are you will not be asked about these conversations, but if you are asked, your attorney will make the proper objection before you start talking. Keep in mind that your attorney cannot object to things during the deposition that he or she may be able to object to during the trial. You may be asked very personal information that may be embarrassing or make you uncomfortable. If you feel yourself getting upset about personal questions, then ask to take a break, and you and your attorney can talk about it in private in another room. However, you should know that questions about almost everything in your life are fair game during a deposition. However, if your attorney instructs you to not answer a question, then stop and do not answer it. If the other attorney should ask you how much your case is worth, never give a dollar value. Tell the other attorney that is why you hired an attorney and you simply want what is fair. If you have had other injuries before the injuries in this case, be sure to tell the complete truth when asked about them. If you fail to disclose a previous injury, it could seriously damage your case when this information comes out later. Remember, the other attorney will likely have your prior medical records, if your case involves personal injuries. Insurance companies have huge databases that keep track of every claim that every person has made against an insurance company. If you have had prior injuries, they will find out, and it is much better for you to disclose this information if you are asked, rather than trying to hide it. Trying to hide prior accidents, injuries, or other medical treatment can seriously damage your case. Also, make sure you have disclosed this information to your attorney before your deposition. Your attorney can help you deal with issues like prior accidents and injuries, but only if you disclose them to your attorney prior to your deposition. For example, if you have treated with a chiropractor before your injury, it is very important that you disclose this information and be as accurate when asked about it. If you fudge on this kind of information, it could severely hurt your credibility and your case. Keep in mind that Iowa law provides that you can be compensated if an old injury is aggravated by a work injury or other personal injury accident. So it is much better to disclose the prior problems if you're asked, because hiding them can damage your credibility and your case. Don't try to memorize your story. Justice requires only that a witness tell their story to the best of their ability. There is no need to memorize dates, names of doctors, and other detailed information. However, you should know the basic facts in your case and be consistent about what happened. This is mandatory homework. Don't talk to the opposing party or attorneys about anything related to the case without your attorney being present. Try to keep the small talk to a minimum, because anything you say can and may be used against you later in the case, even if you said it while you were, quote, off the record. There is really no such thing as being off the record when the other attorney is present. Don't look at your attorney or anyone else as if you need help answering a question. You are being called on to testify as to what you know. If you have a spouse or significant other in the room at the time of your deposition, do not look at that person to supply missing information such as dates, names, etc. Similarly, do not look to your attorney for the information. Just answer the questions to the best of your ability. Avoid starting your answers with words like frankly, the truth is, to be totally honest. If you start your answer with these words, you are suggesting that you may be other than frank when giving answers not labeled as being frank. Also, avoid saying things like, I have a terrible memory, my memory is shot, and things of this nature. While this may be true, if you testify that you have a bad memory, then why should the other attorney, and perhaps eventually a judge or jury, believe that you are accurately remembering something? A deposition is not a memory test, so it is okay if you don't remember everything. For example, you are not required to know all the dates and names of your medical providers. Don't feel obligated to fill silences. The other attorney may ask you a question, then you provide an answer, and then the attorney just sits silently, hoping that you will start talking again. This is a technique the other attorney may use to find out information that he or she did not ask. Just answer the question, and then stop and wait for the next question. The other attorney will likely ask you if you have a criminal history. Often they will ask if you have ever been arrested before or convicted of a crime. Keep in mind that if you have a criminal history, it is easily accessible on the internet, and the other attorney probably already has it, but wants to see if you will lie about it. Therefore, if you have any type of criminal history, make sure you tell your attorney before the deposition so you can discuss how to best answer the questions when they come up. Don't be surprised if your attorney does not ask any questions or make objections at your deposition. A deposition is a time for the other attorney to find out about your case. Your attorney can find out anything he or she wants about your case without the other attorney present. For that reason, your attorney may not ask you any questions. However, if your attorney does say something during the deposition, make sure you listen and understand what they are saying. Now let's talk about some common specific questions which some people may consider trick questions and how you can deal with them. Number one, beware of questions that try to summarize your earlier testimony. For example, if the attorney says, "So what you are telling me is that you no longer have back pain because of the accident." If in fact you are no longer having back pain, it is okay to say yes. But if you are still occasionally having back pain, then your answer should be no, I am still having occasional back pain. Number two, beware of questions that use absolutes like never and always. For example, it is common in injury cases for the other attorney to ask if you have ever had a headache. It is a natural response for some people to answer no, meaning no, I have never had headaches like this before. However, the question is, have you ever had a headache? And almost every person has had a headache at some point in their life. If you were to answer no, but there are medical records that show you saw a doctor 5, 10, 15 or more years ago for a headache, then this could damage your credibility and therefore damage your case. Along the same lines, the other side may have conducted what is called surveillance, where a private investigator has been watching and filming you and your activities. Generally, they do not have to provide us with the surveillance materials until after your deposition. They may have had someone videotaping you at your home, going to the store, or other locations. So if you are asked questions such as, "Since your injury, have you been in your yard and picked up a stick?" If you answer no, and they have you on video surveillance bending over and picking up a stick in your yard, then your credibility and your case could be badly damaged. Therefore, if you remember it happening, then your answer should be yes. If you don't remember it happening, but it is possible, then you should answer, "It may have happened, but I don't know for sure," or "not that I can recall," or "not that I can remember," or something similar. Number three, along the same lines, it is common for the other attorney to ask you questions in an attempt to lock in your answer, or what is sometimes referred to as putting your testimony in a box. For example, if the other attorney asks, "Please describe all the physical symptoms you are presently having." Your answer may be, "My lower back hurts, my neck hurts, and I have headaches." The follow-up question from the attorney may be, "Is there anything else you are having problems with because of the accident?" Your best answer would either be to say the other problems you are having, if you forgot to mention something, for example, "I also have problems sleeping, etc." Or leave your answer open in case you think of something later on by answering something like, "Not that I recall at this time. That is all that I can think of right now. That is all I can remember right now." Watch out for questions that try to lock in your answers. Number four, frequently you will be asked in an injury case, has any of your medical treatment helped? If you instinctively answer no, because you are still having problems, then this can damage your case. If none of the treatment helped, then why did you take medications, have physical therapy, and other treatment? It is a very rare case in which none of the medical treatment has helped at all. In almost every case, some of the treatment has helped, although it may have not cured the medical condition. There are lots of other questions that you will be asked in your deposition, and these are just four of the common ones that sometimes give clients problems. Please keep in mind that we cannot anticipate every question that you may be asked during your deposition. We are about to wrap up this recording, so I want to remind you of a few things. Remember, you and the appearance that you make is perhaps the most important aspect of your case. What we have talked about are general guidelines to assist you in having your deposition taken. Do not be alarmed if you are nervous about having your deposition taken. The vast majority of our clients are nervous in the beginning, but then they relax more as the deposition goes along. Just stick to the truth, give full and fair answers to the questions you are asked, and you will be just fine. If you give the appearance of fairness and honesty in giving your discovery deposition, keep in mind the suggestions we have made, you will be taking a big step toward the successful completion of the case in which you are involved. If you do not yet have an appointment to meet with your attorney before the deposition, please call your attorney or their paralegal to schedule a time and date. Prior to your deposition preparation meeting, you need to do your homework, which includes listening to this audio at least 3 times, starting a few days prior to your meeting. Read the written materials you have been sent entitled Your Deposition at least 3 times prior to your meeting. Also, you should read through your answers to interrogatories and recorded statement if they have been done in your case. If you notice something that is wrong in these documents, please make a note of it to discuss this with your attorney at your deposition preparation meeting. Also, please keep in mind that a deposition is not a memory contest, so you do not need to study your medical records or other documents to prepare for it. Please think about what questions you are most afraid the other side is going to ask. Also, are there questions that you may be asked that you are concerned about answering? It is much better to talk about these difficult issues before your deposition than to try to deal with them during the deposition. Your attorney is here to help you with your case, but if you don't tell your attorney about potential problems, then they will not be able to help you with them. During your deposition preparation meeting with your attorney, make sure to bring up these questions and you can discuss how to best answer these sometimes difficult questions. We know that you will be a little nervous before your deposition, but please try to get a good night's sleep. You can try reading a book or watching a movie the night before to take your mind off what will happen at your deposition the next day. If you follow our advice and do your homework, then we are confident that you will do just fine in your deposition. Thanks for listening.